Hello, John.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My wife and I have been patient viewers for approaching 20 years. And we really want to thank for the great care that you've given us.
Oh, I appreciate that, John. Thank you.
Now, something just reoccurred. Last year I had intestinal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just had a reoccurrence of that yesterday. I spent 10 days in the hospital and then didn't find anything after four colonoscopies, endoscopy, and camera that they sent out my system.
Uh-huh.
So they found an area that they suspected might be a problem, so I had a bowel resection done in just towards the 1st of November, I think. And they didn't find anything as a result of that resection. But after that, I finally got better and had no further occurrences until yesterday. But one of the strangest things that each time that I've had that intestinal bleeding, I had beets that I'd eaten the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I didn't really diagnose it as bleeding. I took to go see the doctor because I thought it was just normal beet. So then I had the same occurrence and last night. I'm just wondering, do you know if the diet could affect diverticuli or something like that?
Oh, were you diagnosed with diverticulitis or diverticulosis?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, with that particular condition, you know, it's and for listeners who aren't familiar with diverticulosis, it's sort of a weakening of the colon wall to a point where these little diverticula or sacs form that are basically laxed muscle. And it's usually a sign that you really need more fiber to help the contraction of the colon muscles to keep things moving. And the more, you know, the more you have, you're prone to constipation, the more likely that's tending to happen. Or if you don't have a lot of soluble or insoluble fiber, that can be a cause. But usually with diverticulosis, they recommend avoiding little seeds and, you know, things like popcorn that can, you know, lodge in those little sacs and create inflammation. And, of course, the more inflammation, the more the bacteria tend to create more, you know, aggravation and inflammation, then you can cause bleeding in those areas. So I assume that could be it. Now, hopefully the surgeon who was monitoring you could differentiate between blood and beets. I mean, that's pretty basic.
Yeah.
So
I just, what happened was that they did a stool sample. So that brought the analysis, and that's what resulted in being in the emergency room and being in the hospital for 10 days.
I see. Okay.
They never did find it, and it just cured itself, basically. So I'm very reluctant to even take any action at this point. And so, well, in about 3 days, the bleeding stopped.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe my body can take care of it rather than taking it to a hospital.
Yeah. Now, even when they do a colonoscopy and a endoscopy, of course, they're only able to see so far. So you might have some bleeding coming from the small intestine.
Yeah, the camera didn't show anything when it went through.
Okay. Oh, right. You had a whole camera go through. That's amazing. Well, one thing you might consider, John, is starting on something that's going to help with leaky gut, which would help to reline the intestinal tract no matter where the bleeding was coming from. So,
sure.
So, you know, a good probiotic would definitely help. I like a colostrum product called Sovereign Colostrum, and that's something that I've found really effective at treating leaky gut problems.
Okay.
So,
how do you spell that?
Colostrum, C O LOSTRUM. And I've had some really good luck with that. So, and also, you know, if you do have another episode of bleeding, I would consider some herbal hemostatic, it's called, like golden seal can be helpful for that. Or something called shepherd's purse. And sometimes that can stop the bleeding really quickly.
I'm writing this stuff down.
Oh, good. Okay.
Now, I have been taking a probiotic every evening in the for the last probably 6 months.
Okay, good. So that's probably not the issue.
Yeah. I did have total digestion, and I stopped taking omeprazole, and I stopped taking cholesterol, and a whole bunch of things that I've been taking. And my cholesterol went up a little bit. But my digestion seemed to be improved. I think that was due to not taking omeprazole.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, I would. You might consider a whole reboot on your digestive tract, John, because if you, you know, make sure your pancreatic enzymes are sufficient and your stomach acid, and of course you want to maintain a really good flora in your digestive tract, that will protect you over the long run, and hopefully that won't happen again.
Well, got my fingers crossed, but I really feel that I've had that happen in the past, but I never went to the doctor for it. It just kind of stopped on its own after a while.
Yeah.
And that was brutal in the hospital for 10 days because I couldn't eat anything. And my red blood count way down. The hematocrit was down to about 22, and they gave me a transfusion. But it was just due to not eating.
Yeah, and I know you're not a big guy to begin with, so probably lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I did. I lost about 15 pounds.
Wow.
So,
well,
I think what got me is going on the right track.
Yeah, hopefully.
If I have any further questions, perhaps I can talk to your assistant. She's been really good at responding.
Oh, you bet. You bet. All right. Hope that helps, John. Take care, and I'll have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate talking to you.
You bet.